You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
What a lovely way to start an interview. What beautiful voices. And more beautiful voices in the studio. I'm joined by Philip and Philippa from the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's fascinating. I looked at the notes and I thought, I've made a mistake. You can't be Philippa and Philip. Do you
just
get that a lot?
To make it difficult for you. Just a clue, Philip's got the beard. I'm working on it, Michelle.
Yeah, so have I. So have I in a certain light. I wouldn't worry. So we're here to talk about the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. So how long has the club been going?
Effectively, its first season was 2007. There was a full season in 2007. But it was sort of gestating in 2006. There were a couple of sort of one-off films in 2006, but certainly since then. So in various different locations over the years. We were in the theatre at one point. We were in the Hall of the Catholic Church. We've for a long time been in the Hall of the URC Church, which was opposite Brentwood Library.
Covering all the religions.
Yes, and now we're currently this year we're in the Friends Meeting House, which is in Shenfield, beyond the sort of on the Brentwood side of the middle of Shenfield High Street.
And what made you want to put the club together?
Well, round here, as we all know, there are very few cinemas. I can remember, I'm old enough to remember, the many cinemas that were in Brentwood. We're talking about, 50, 60 years ago. And I think people in Brentwood are cultured. There's a real need for this sort of thing. And while we're waiting for the Bay Tree Centre and probably having a number of babies in the time we wait for the Bay Tree Centre to evolve or re-evolve, wonderful to have this cinema club, this art house cinema club. But what we feel, we don't want people to feel intimidated by the name art house, because yes, it is art house cinema in the sense that films that you might not see in the regular cinemas, some of them are films. There's, for instance, we've just had Parasite, the Oscar winner from a couple of years ago, which is art house in this, it's Korean. I think it was the first foreign film to win Best Film Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
But it
yeah.
is art house because it's art house. But that, that was fantastic. It got a really good reception, but there are also more mainstream films. It's a really good mixture.
Yeah, with film, it's like books. Sometimes we go into our comfort zone of what we like, and when you join something like a cinema club, you actually see things. And I've seen Parasite, and you come away and go, oh my, wow, I just didn't expect that, and it gives you a new lease on life, and it's a joy to see something different.
Well, that's why we would encourage people, if they wish, to actually join for the year, because if you join, you think, I've paid my money, I better go and see all the films then. You discover new things.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, there is the option to pay on the door, and we have complimentary teas and coffees made by my own fair hand, and cups and saucers.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No lower class mugs here.
Oh, tell
your
you what.
Mug is lovely, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I tell you what, every time I go into Marks and Spencer's, I did actually write a letter of complaint because they've gone to using mugs, not the cups and saucers. Very disappointed.
I mean, the point you just made is absolutely right about the cinema club, because even as a committee member, we go through a process that the seasons are chosen. The committee members come up with a series of possible films, because we basically have to get our films, because of the way that the licensing process works, we have to get our films from the British Film Institute or from Film Bank. And British Film Institute films are obviously, those are the kind of films that we would quite often show. Film Bank, they've got Hollywood films, they've got huge back catalogue. Anyway, we suggest the films, but then it's a membership choice, and the big event of the year really is the membership vote. And really, in the end, it means that the members are choosing the films. But it also means that whilst there might be a couple of films in the year that I've seen and I think, oh, they're absolutely fantastic, there's also films in the season I sort of think, well, OK, this is going to be interesting to see, because I would never have gone and seen that film if it was my choice.
And I found also that sometimes I've either seen a film once or looked at it and thought, no, don't fancy that. And because I've paid my membership thing, I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to turn up anyway and grimly sit through it. And I've enjoyed it second time round much more. Mm. I think there's something about also seeing a film in a group of people. And not everyone is film obsessive. Some people might just want a nice night out, a bargain. bargain night out and a congenial night out, but you sometimes enjoy it, you see it through different eyes when other people are watching it. And also, unlike cinemas, no, there are lovely cups of tea and coffee, as mentioned, no nachos, no smelly nachos, no rustling. And honestly, if anybody should talk during the film, nobody does, I would probably kill them. So that's, so you can be sure of a quiet, no, seriously.
A nice,
I
mean, tolerant environment.
If I'm done for murder, it will be, because I've been in a cinema, somebody has disturbed me. Don't mess with me. Yeah. Former journalist, Essex girl, Aries, do not mess. So, but nobody talks in our lovely, it's, congenial, yeah, but friendly film group.
I think the point is, it's what we're trying to do is show films that people can be enthusiastic about. And that's one of the things that we said early on was, I mean, I made a comment about having films where people were effectively advocating for those films. And the point about that is, it means that instead of getting a season where a whole, the whole of the committee are kind of going, well, I'm not sure that's okay, what you do is you get a really varied season with films where one person's going, oh, I absolutely love that film, and other people are sort of, well, not completely sure. But the point is, when you see all of them, you see this huge diversity. And we had, I mean, one of the odd sort of proud moments we had, there was a lady who turned up a couple of years ago who was actually lived in North London, and she had cast around across a whole wide area because she was interested in coming to see films. And she came to us and she said, well, I've come to you because you have the most interesting season. Mm-hmm. You've got you're showing things that nobody else is showing, and you've got the range of things that you're showing is fascinating. So she was travelling. Unfortunately, I think there were some family issues and she hasn't come for a while. But, you know, that I thought, that is exactly what we were hoping to do, because that's the way we're selecting films. We're giving the membership the choice. And we have a sort of weird and wonderful, but at the same time, you know, we get some mainstream films, or mainstream kind of films. The kind of films that you can be enthusiastic about, you come away from, and you want to talk to somebody else about, where you, I mean, this is when I was going up to London a lot. It was the films that you didn't expect were going to be good. Mm-hmm. And you watch them and you think, oh, this is marvellous. This is fascinating.
And do you take a break? Do you watch it and have a little intermission and then, or do you watch the whole film and then do you go through notes? Do you have a talk about the film after?
We have film notes. We always attempt to have film notes. There have been a couple of occasions when, for whatever reason, that hasn't happened.
And they're handed out beforehand or left on, yeah, the seats for people to pick up.
And we like to have a conversation afterwards. I mean, people, after the end of a film, some people just want to disappear. But if anybody wants to stand around and have a conversation, we always want to do it. Because that's, again, from my point of view, one of the things I really enjoy about film. It's that sort of debrief type thing. And somebody will point out something and you'll suddenly think, oh, I understand now. Whereas obviously if you just go home, you know, you're left with what you thought.
So this could be any film. It might be something, as you said, Parasite was out and it won an Oscar, foreign film, absolutely fantastic. You've not seen it, you must see it. It's very, very good. Or would you be watching anything by, I don't know, like Rear Window? Is that a film that you would have? So
yes,
it can be any
very
film across.
That kind of film. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, classic cinema, ancient cinema, light-hearted cinema. It's a real variety. And it's a very democratic process, drawing up the programme, because there's a long list that goes out. And how long is a long list, Phil?
It's about 40 films.
Yeah.
About 40
and so
films.
Out to members only, and they're invited, or we are invited, to submit our choices of up to 11 films that we'd like to see, and then the committee looks at the vote but also discusses them as well to try and make a balanced programme, because it wouldn't do to all comedies or all depressing
but
films.
As an example, this year's season we essentially just chose the top films from the list, because the way it had fallen, you sometimes get duplicates, you sometimes look at it and think, I suspect the same people were voting for those films because they're quite similar to one another. So we kind of, you know, make sure that they're quite different to one another, and there's a variety during the course of the year.
So when did it, is it every month, once a month, and whereabouts, you mentioned it earlier, but whereabouts are you at the moment?
Yes, so the Friends Meeting House, which is sort of, it's sort of diagonally opposite the Shenfield Parish Hall. It's near the end of the shops on the sort of western
of
end.
Road, where Hutton Road bends around. The Quaker Meeting House is.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So 11 films a year. We don't do August. It's normally the sort of one of the last Sundays in the month, always a Sunday evening. We try and sometimes have, if we've got films on the list, which are you know, appropriate for a sort of Halloween type film or a Valentine's Day type film, those sorts of things, Christmas type films. Although we've had some, you know, there are definitely occasions when people might turn up and think, I'm not quite sure how this relates to that. We did have a film called Romeo and Juliet, a French film, a couple of years ago for Valentine's Day. Not the Shakespeare, although it's Shakespeare Day today, as it were. Not the Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet. But so we're kind of doing those sorts of things. Just to keep it interesting.
I also mention Phil's shirt, because as you can see, he's got a fabulous shirt on today. But it's been a sort of a loose tradition, mainly between me and him, that he will turn up in a themed shirt every time. So he will go by either a colour, or he'll find some skeletons, or on the shirt, that is, not real skeletons, he's not that scary. But he's doing very well with the themed shirts over a number of years.
Well done, yes.
We showed a Japanese film a year or so ago, and... I've had a kimono that my uncle got for me years and years ago, and it's been hanging on the back of my bedroom door, and I've never used it. So I had it sort of folded up in my bag. I thought, I don't want people to see this too soon. Well, I stood up at the beginning of the film to say something. I put it on, and I actually got a spontaneous round of applause for it. It was so gorgeous. I thought, well, that's never happened to me before, and it probably will never happen again.
Entertainment by committee. But can we mention how much it costs as well? That would be helpful, yeah. I think. Yeah. It's £45 a year for 11 films, which is quite a bargain, I think, with the complimentary in coffee made by me, with a saucer and a cup, or £6 on the door on the night. It's still quite a bargain, I think.
And it's really good because people can come along and if they're on their own, and Sunday nights sometimes are a bit of a, you know, you've had the weekend, or maybe you're on your own all weekend, and it's a nice thing to be able to go out and it's not like going to the cinema. I would still feel quite uncomfortable going to a main cinema on my own because they're so massive for a start, and you can't turn around and talk to the people behind you. But this club, you can actually sit next to somebody and before the film starts have a chat at the end, and it's very social. So if people are on their own, they can come and they'd be welcomed. Is there an age limit? Do you have to be over 18 or over 16?
We basically show films for over 18s. We've had conversations about that, but it's basically the way the club works in terms of having a sort of free range of films. Not that we've, you know, not that we're showing anything that you've probably...
No filth.
You probably...
So far.
Well, I still remember a phrase of yours from an Alva Dovar film a couple of years ago, but I don't think I'll use it on the radio. You come up with a marvellous warning before the film, which was most beautiful thing.
Maybe we won't say that on air because I do want to get Ofcom involved. So if people want to find out more, you've got a website, did you say? You've got a website?
We have. It's now the first bit is all one word, Brentwood Arts with an S, cinemaclub.wordpress.com. And the email address, if I may, bacc.contact@gmail.com. And there's also a mobile phone number, which makes it easy as well, 07437 318 380.
So. A question now. What film, we'll go to Philippa first, changed your life?
Oh...
And that gives Philip enough time to go, actually, I'm going to come up with a really good answer because Philip's going to have to go first.
Actually, I think I'm going to go for the Pedro Almodovar, as we just mentioned. Luckily for all of you, especially you, Michelle, because I think you like your role here, and you do give good biscuit. I can't actually remember the remark I made to Phil on what film it's about, but Pedro Almodovar is... he mucks with your mind, he's funny, he's... There are films where he takes a man and makes him into a woman, so very... the other way around? No, yes, that's the right way around. They're called Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. People might remember that as a play in London. So the Pedro Almodovar stable of Spanish bonkers films, I think they have changed my life gradually over the years and made me the woman I am today.
Excellent. And for yourself, Philip?
That is a very difficult question. I mean, I could probably mention 50 films that have changed it in various ways. I think I would probably say, in an odd sort of way, Ealing films. I mean, I grew up, I'm in that kind of era where you'd get the opportunity to watch an Ealing film, you know, every week at certain points on BBC Two. And seeing the films, you know, the films with Alec Guinness. I mean, one of my top sort of three ever films is The Ladykillers.
Yes.
It's very, very funny. It's so British. But it's also, it's the kind of film, that, the thing I find fascinating about some of those is the way that they make you think about this country, the oddities, the absurdities, the good things, the bad things. I mean, just to sort of diverge, Passport to Pimlico, another one of those films, there's a fantastic line in that, because they, if people know the story, they discover they're Burgundians, or they live in the middle of London because of the way the ancient treaties have gone. And there's a fantastic line in it, which is basically shouted out of an upstairs window by a woman who's not a sort of main cast member. She says something along the lines of, it's because we're Burgundian, it's because we're British that we're standing up for the right to be Burgundians, or the other way around. And I've thought to myself, if you, people who are coming to this country and, you know, going through the sort of immigration process, if you watch that film and you understand it, then you're British. There's something about it, because it's so paradoxical, it's so strange, but it's also, so many people know them, they're so normal to people. It's only when you start thinking about it, you think, this is fascinating, there's more to this when you actually look at it more closely.
Oh, she just made me think of Will Hay. I remember it's very, very old, because BBC Two, and I missed that, you know, because I was trying to look the other day for somewhere that plays the old films, because I used to grow up watching, like, Rita Hayworth and Marilyn Monroe and, you know, the gangster films and stuff, but they used to be on a Saturday morning very early, and I just remember being glued, and Will Hay was another one, and still one of my favourites, actually, films are to watch are the Lauren Hardy films. If you've never seen them and you think they're old, they're just so funny. Yeah. I mean, even now, I mean, they're nearly 100 years old, yes. But they are,
we showed one of the Marx Brothers films. We showed Duck Soup several years ago. I mean, those are the sorts of films, absolutely, those are the sorts of films we'd show. Yeah. So
that's a real good scope, a representation of the scope we have. Like, we've had Duck Soup and then Parasite, you know, in terms of era and everything. It's so wide. So basically, if you don't like one film, you might like the next one, but you've still seen a film and you know what sort of film you don't like.
It sounds like a great evening, especially with you two as well being there, and you've got your cup of tea. No eating biscuits or any food, though, because Philippa will be after you.
No, eat silent food. You may suck something. That came out badly wrong, Michelle.
Daytime radio, everybody. There we go. Lollipops. We're talking about lollipops and possibly ice cream.
Yes.
So if people, there's comfortable sharings, people can bring a blanket if they want, if it's a bit, you know.
And the previous venues, we have needed people to bring a cushion. If you're, I don't need a cushion, I'm very well covered down below. But these new chairs in the new venue, I think, are very comfortable. I don't feel we need a cushion anymore.
Excellent. Yeah. There we go. So it's all sorted. So all you need to do is go to the website, which is, again, Philippa.
Brentwood Arts Cinema Club.wordpress.com,
and that will be up on the website. Bit of a cough there. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a joy. You're really both really enthusiastic and very funny. And as I said, if you want to go along to the Cinema Club, you can pay to go along and see a film, or you can join for the year. And as you know, it's very expensive to go to the cinema, and you're getting that. Was it
45
for 11 films. No films in August, because most people go on holiday. So, and a great way to meet people as well.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.